I invite you to turn to Hebrews 2:1. And as you're turning the Bible, I have a very simple question I want to ask those who are followers of Jesus Christ. Was there a time in your life that you were closer to God than you were today? Was there a time in your life that you can say, you can remember when you were closer to God than you are today? We all have these experiences. When you were more passionate about God. When you were excited about the things of God. You wanted to spend more time in God's Word. You couldn't wait to open God's Word and spend time in it. Every day you were spending time and trying to see, oh yes, this is for me. This is for me. You're excited about going to church. You couldn't wait to go. You didn't want to miss out. You're excited about what God was doing in your life. You're willing to tell everybody, friends, family, about how God transformed you. You would pray for people. You would invite them to church. You would even twist conversations to bring up spiritual stuff if you could. And then what happened? The passion became sort of plateaued. It calmed. Do you remember a time in which you were more passionate? You're closer to God than you are today. And if you could be honest with me, I'm not going to ask for you to raise your hand, but just think about it. Is there a time? I have a theory, and it's called drifting. I've coined this phrase, and I've thought about this for many years. I think all of us go through these periods of time in which we drift away from God. We don't even realize it. And I'm going to give you an example so you can understand what I mean by drifting. I love going to Florida. The reason why I like Florida is since I was a kid, my parents would take me every single summer. And, you know, kung fa romani can make la valur. My dad, I remember he would throw himself in front of the wave and he says, now this is how you board. This is how you surf, Romanian style. Cu corpul. And by the way, the reason why I like the Atlantic side of Florida more than the Gulf side is because the Atlantic side has waves. And the Gulf is sort of quiet. It's calm. I was talking to Ovi just a couple minutes ago, and I said, for little children, the Gulf is good. But as your kids get older, they want waves. And one of my favorite things I grew up to do, and my dad said, okay, eventually I'm going to buy you a board. And we had boogie boards. And for those who don't know, does anybody know who doesn't know what boogie boarding is? It's where you surf with your belly. And if we can put a video just real quickly, just to show it for a couple of seconds for those to see what is boogie boarding. This is boogie boarding. Where you surf, where you're on a board, and you're not standing up, but you're on your belly. Of course, this is in Hawaii. This is not me. So the waves are a lot smaller in the Atlantic than this. But I got very good at it. In fact, me and my cousins used to do this every single summer. It was our pleasure to get together and go to the Atlantic and boogie board. And we got good, very good at it. But there's a danger with boogie boarding. We learned it very early on. If you're not aware, you're having fun, you're taking a whole bunch of waves, you start drifting away from your original location. There's currents in the Atlantic. Without realizing it, you take 2, 3, 4 waves, you're about a quarter of a mile, sometimes even a half a mile away from your original location. And if you see surfers, they always stand up and take their boards and they walk back to where their cars are, wherever their original location was. It's dangerous, especially now that I have kids and I'm trying to get my kids into boogie boarding. And I'm always telling them, fiți atenți. You always have to look pentru mama. Always look for a hat, the umbrella. Always be aware of where you're at. You take 2 waves, but look to see where you're at. And after 2 waves, you get out and you walk back to Undofos Mama Shitata. If you're having fun, you don't even realize it. You're not even aware that you've drifted away from your original location. It's called drifting. Do you know the Bible talks about drifting? Drifting away. Hebrews 2:1. We must pay the most careful attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. Let me repeat this again. We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. I believe there's some of us in here, they're not even aware of it, that they've drifted away, away from God, away from that longing, that passion, that first love. What scares me, there's some people in here, not only are they not aware, they don't even care. They don't even care that they've drifted away. They've got to the point of where they've heard message after message after message. The Holy Spirit can't speak to them. There's nothing I can get out of this. I already know it all. And their hearts, every single time they come here, it just gets harder and harder, and it's a hardening of the heart. They leave completely unchanged. What's the solution? In Revelation 2:4-5, Jesus is talking to the church in Ephesus. And look what he says to the church in Ephesus. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. And look at this next part. Consider how far you have fallen. Remember how much you have fallen. In other words, remember how intimate you have been with me. Look how far you've drifted away. How far you have fallen. And here's the solution. If you do not repent and do the things you did at first. That's the solution. Repent and do the things you did at first. You all know what that is. When you're on fire, when you're in love with God, when Jesus is your first love. The basics, we talked about it last week here, about spending time in the Word of God. And some of us maybe tonight need to spend time open with the Word of God, your face on the floor, just meditating, contemplating. What does God have for me? We learned this morning about praying. Pray for God to forgive you for your sins. Contemplate, spend time with Him, pray for others. The basics. Go back to what you did beforehand if you want what you had. Go back. My prayer is very simple tonight. For us to start being aware if we've drifted away and how far have we gone from our original location, from our first love, the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we have drifted from being intimate with God, a deep repentance, turning back. What do I have to do? Go back to what you did before. When you're in love with God. I pray to those who have drifted too far. They'll go back, pursue Him, seek Him, back to the original location when Jesus was your first love. Amen.